Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Up3rd Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, January 10th. The grains closed lower with March corn down 5¾ cents, closing at 376¼. March beans down 17¼ cents, closing at 906¾. And March wheat down 6¼ cents, closing at 513¾. Meal was down 660. Oil was down 41 ticks. The news that CONAB didn't really slash their bean estimate, they only cut it by basically a million metric tons, was not near enough for the market, and funds decided to pound this thing. I thought there'd be some buying about 10 cents lower. We held there for a little bit and then broke it hard. We really spent the last 3 hours of the day, 3.5 hours, in a 2-3 cent range. But certainly not good price action here. It's a lousy close technically on corn and beans and wheat. We've got a trend line support in the March corn at 374.5. If we close under that on a Friday, it's not going to look good. Again, you know, I thought we'd be lower because there's just nothing positive in this trade deal as far as I can see. And with the cutting of the minimal cutting of the Brazilian crop, I thought we'd be lower, but I didn't know that we'd be this bad here today. But it certainly doesn't bode well here for the next couple of weeks in this market. We've been on a nice rally. The funds are still heavily long corn, probably 85,000 to 90,000 contracts, somewhere in that range, I'm guessing. We don't have any bullish stories out here beside Brazil. And if they've only cut the estimate a million metric tons, when a lot of people have got it cut anywhere from another 2 to 9 million metric tons, you know, it just doesn't help this market. There's been absolutely no trade news. No, we don't know what's going on in the export market because of the shutdown. I mean, we're absolutely trading blind here. We're not going to get the WASDE tomorrow. I don't know how farmers are supposed to make planning decisions without knowing what these markets are with all the information that could be available to it. So I guess we're going to start looking at some lower prices in here. Again, we've got support in beans about $8.85 in the March contract. Maybe we go down and test that again, but things don't look particularly rosy out here, at least on tonight's close. But we've had plenty of these closes where one day it looks like hell, and the next day it comes back and looks pretty darn good. The volatility continues because we just don't have any real news to trade on. That's about it. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.